Hi everyone, welcome to the Unmissed podcast. Today's guest is Mike Weiss, a LinkedIn growth expert, AI strategist, and the founder of Cloud Selling. Mike has helped countless professionals and businesses leverage AI to build authority, attract leads, and grow their brand on LinkedIn. Before we dive in today, here's something to think about. LinkedIn has over 1 billion users, yet only a small percentage truly maximize its potential for business growth. With AI revolutionizing content creation and engagement, the strategies that worked a year ago may be outdated today. Mike has built a system that helps professionals stand out in the noise, connect with their ideal audience, and drive real results. I'm your host, Chelsea Alves, and I'm excited to welcome Mike Weiss to the podcast. Hi, Mike.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, glad you can make it. To start, can you share just a little bit about your professional background and experience?
Sure. Started in Wall Street in 1987 before the internet, built a bunch of different companies through direct mail and telephone sales, and managed a lot of small business clients. Fell in love with tech post 2000 and wanted to optimize all of our marketing and automate it. So I became an expert in digital marketing and business and marketing automation. I had an amazing business coach in the late 1990s, and his name is John Assaroff. And then in 2008, he sucked me out of New York City to California to build NeuroGym with him. He still has the company, great guy. Got to play at the top of digital marketing globally with our success. Got bought out 5 years later. CTO got bought out, and we had a challenge like most global companies with completion rates for students who buy coursework. It was very low, and then basically, the CTO wrote some software. I took it and I pivoted and I built an online education company. And we built online platforms and wrote curriculum, digital marketing, digital badging. And so work with companies like Ryan Dice's Digital Marketer. I built and ran and launched all those certification programs. The company Profit First, one of the largest training companies in real estate in Canada. So it was a great run. Then I met Gary Vaynerchuk a year before COVID, and he said, if you're not dominating LinkedIn, you're going to miss one of the greatest opportunities in the history of the world if your customers on LinkedIn and lifetime value is over 5,000. So I walked out of there with my wife when we were living in New York and said, all right, I did this with John in 2008 to 10 with Facebook. Now it's my time. So we took 5 months to figure it out. Then I ended up with 1 million views of my own content, and it was great for the company. And then COVID hit, and it's one of those times where being in a niching down backfired because all my customers had their own events, were keynote speakers and top thought leaders, and the whole pipeline went to crap. In any case, I ended up pivoting in because I was an agency already. Basically, launching the LinkedIn business, which I have today. So that's the background. It's a lot of things, ups and downs, trials and tribulations, but sales and marketing
Yeah,
is the
you have a
thread
lot of great
throughout
experience and
the entire thing.
your
And you?
audience actively participates there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So let's get started with our first question. You emphasize that LinkedIn is one of the most underutilized platforms for personal branding and business growth. Why do you think so many people struggle to see results on LinkedIn?
Yeah, it's a great question. Everyone's on LinkedIn, yet the vast majority of people aren't getting results, as you said. And I feel like the reason why is people don't understand the platform. And every marketing channel is different. If you're going to go Instagram or Facebook or YouTube video or direct mail or ads, every channel is different. So it's on you to understand the channel. And it's not that hard to understand what Microsoft, who bought LinkedIn, wants, because they've said basically post-COVID a dozen times. They want thought leadership. Mm-hmm. So if you're using the strategies that are on, let's call it Instagram and Facebook, or a social media company that's kind of just splashing things around, then you're going to have a very hard time getting any results and particularly differentiating yourself on the platform.
Yeah, I love that idea of differentiating your strategy based on the platform, and like even thinking higher level, like who owns the platform, because I think to like YouTube, that's owned by Google, and obviously they align very closely with Google strategies for visibility. So I love that you highlighted that, you know, Microsoft owns LinkedIn, and therefore you should kind of look to what they, you know, think is important.
They're telling us.
Yeah, literally, easily.
So, you know, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to break the algorithm and all these platforms. Like, and you're not, because if you look at these companies, you know, it's Microsoft, Facebook, Google. You're not breaking their algorithm, but right. You don't have to, because yep. They tell you what they want.
Right.
So you need to understand what they want, and then give them what they want, and then you want to be able to understand how that activity that you're producing is working, and so you make adjustments all the time, mm-hmm. just like you would with when you're running ads or SEO based on the environment changing, but no one's breaking any algorithm.
Right. You talk about, you know, obviously that thought leadership is really paramount on LinkedIn. What are steps that someone should take to establish themselves as a thought leader on LinkedIn?
Yeah. So the idea of thought leadership, two parts to that question. There isn't a question if thought leadership is important. There's a study out by, they've done it every year for the last 3 or 4 years, Edelman and LinkedIn, a joint study. It's built mostly around corporate America. And the data tells the story from the study that, you know, C-suite, they're consuming a tremendous amount of thought leadership. You know, it's up to an hour a week, like C-suite. And then you can get in as a vendor into consideration because someone sees your thought leadership versus going in traditional channels and trying to beg to get into an organization. So I encourage everyone to go download that report and study it. And so, okay, we have a fact. We know what LinkedIn wants. Buyers are now have changed how they're consuming information and who they're going to invite in, which is thought leadership. So then the good question is, what is thought leadership? So this, I fall back to being in the world of the personal development gurus of John Assaraf and Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield. And you know, this is an amazing world of incredible thought leaders. If you want to be a thought leader, you get on TV as a subject matter expert, you write a book, you speak on stage, or you teach. So this is where I took Gary Vaynerchuk's methodology that he was teaching and I curated it into my own, because I'm not really putting my personal information on any social media platform. In fact, I'm not really on the others, but I would never put my personal information up there. I'm not showing people what I'm eating for dinner or standing in front of in fancy cars. Just yeah. Don't do it. So Vaynerchuk is a storyteller. He's amazing. I mean, he's a pioneer in the space. So when I left, I basically said, I'm going to use every methodology they spoke about, but I'm just going to teach. And that's the only thing I'm going to do is just teach. And so then you know, there's other major, you know, thought leaders out there that, you know, teach about producing like HubSpot, right? They're amazing. And, you know, they're created the word inbound around basically redesigning the framework of blogs, but they are adamant that you teach in your blog. And it's not 500 words, spin salad. It's like, it's 1,000 to 3,000 words, but you're teaching your best stuff. So we're just pulling from what already works in other channels and saying, okay, thought leadership, how do you create it? You teach. And we teach.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. And I feel like, once you become, more recognized and get your teaching out there and people recognize you as a voice of authority, that helps build credibility and inevitably you turn into a thought leader for your industry.
100%. I mean, because I'm working, we're a done for you service. I've always been, I always been done for you. We work with clients and we do as much as we can for the customer. And the vast majority of all customers that come to me are subject matter experts. They have 10, 20, 40 years of incredible experience, and they know their stuff. They're leaders in their own sphere. But the difference between being a subject matter expert and a thought leader is just one simple thing, and it's eyeballs. You move from thought leader, you move from subject matter expert to thought leadership when more and more people can see your genius and then get to know, like, and trust you. And we do it through LinkedIn as a channel. You can create that through a book, right? But if you write a great book and you sell 10 copies, you're still a subject matter expert. You're not a thought leader. If you sell 1,000 copies or 5,000 or 10,000, you move into that world. Same thing if you're a speaker. You can be amazing speaker, but if you're not on stage speaking, then you're your own best kept secret, which that's what we try to help people resolve.
No, that's amazing. This next question kind of ties to this. So obviously engagement is key on LinkedIn, but many people struggle to get meaningful interaction there. What are some strategies you recommend to increase visibility and engagement on LinkedIn?
Again, great question. It's not a secret. LinkedIn, if you own Sales Navigator, has something called an SSI score. And the unique thing about LinkedIn is they actually want you to do business on the platform. They encourage it. And the way it's like being a parent with a child. In the old days, I got reprimanded and even spanked and whipped. So it was like, more of the stick versus the carrot. Today they teach you, oh, more of the carrot, right? And so LinkedIn is giving us carrots, and they give us carrots, and the SSI score is directly correlated to the, are you doing the activities in the four categories that they want you to do the activities, which are business generating activities. So how do you become more effective at LinkedIn is you do the things they want you to do. That means you're on the platform. You are posting. You are engaging with other people. So it's not just, okay, what can I get from the platform? But you're actually seeing other people's posts, putting in comments and likes, sharing other people's stuff. If you understand this window of time that we're in with LinkedIn, you will then begin to understand the things that you need to be doing, because if you support their big objective and they have a crazy big objective, then you'll get rewarded. And the window that we're in, which is really everything I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk, is Microsoft bought LinkedIn 4 years ago or 5 years ago for $26 billion. Now, today it doesn't sound like a lot, but it was the largest purchase at the time of any company in the history of the world. Bigger than a pharmaceutical or an automobile company. That's pretty crazy if you think about it. The reason why they bought them is not because there was 800 million people on LinkedIn and Microsoft really wanted to be in the social media game, is because of digital advertising. And Microsoft has basically been boxed out of that world because Internet Explorer barely exists today. And 20 years ago, they controlled 90% of the browsers. So they're out. Now, how big are the numbers that we're talking about, and why they make that kind of investment? In 2021, Google did like $140 billion in digital advertising revenue. Facebook did like $40 billion, and Microsoft and LinkedIn did three. So this is the play. They're going to go from 3 to 5 and they're going to expand. And that's how they get the return on their capital. Now, in order to do this, they need to move their advertising experience from the least effective, the most expensive, which basically boxes out every small business owner. Big companies do it because, you know, they're branding and they throw money. They need to make it very effective. And the way they do that is they speed up the timeline so they can actually get more real estate that people can advertise on and then drop the cost for ads and make them more effective. So how do you speed up the timeline? You basically get more time on platform, more distribution on the platform, and more engagement. So in a social media world, it's weird business. You and I are the content creator and the consumer.
Yep.
It's not like Netflix. They spend $1 billion on their studio and they're only as good as their last movie. They're producing the content and their life and death depends on how good their future content is. But social media, I used to think these companies were smart. But all they did was steal the first radio station's business model.
Yeah.
The first radio station, right? If you have good content and good distribution, you make a fortune on advertising. Mm-hmm. One of the two is not there, you don't. So this is the trend which Vaynerchuk explained for every social media they go through. When you get to critical mass, then you need to actually increase their content, the time on platform, speed up the newsfeed to optimize the ad. So knowing that is how we get to participate and get the better results because you know what they want. They're telling you what they want. They've said what they want. So that's a lot of detail, but I also think it's important for people to understand the opportunity because then you feel comfortable making a long-term investment in the opportunity.
Thinking through like content, you know, I'm sure you've seen on LinkedIn some people like, they clearly have no idea what they're writing or like how to get people engaged with their content. How can thought leaders optimize their posts for better results and more engagement?
It's awesome and a very good question. We're looking at LinkedIn from three components. One is, all right, everything that you're doing on LinkedIn with your posting, and then what's happening with your posting and your visibility. Two is the quality of the content. And then three is you're building, you know, one by one, building your first connections, your list.
Yeah.
They work together in a flywheel. And, you know, a lot of people are focused on, you know, just straight up statistics, right? Like I'm posting I'm doing my post and I've got, you know, 50 views or I've got, you know, 4 comments. So the way when I analyze and do a consultation with someone, the way I sort of break it down is the data tells the story. And if you have 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 connections and you're posting every day or you're using a social media company and they're just slapping stuff on there and you're not getting any real views or comments or likes, you're irrelevant. And basically for someone that has a big brand, I tell them that you're hurting your brand. Because if you're some great author and on another platform, you're killing it. And then on LinkedIn, which is ultra important, is like the single source of truth about like who somebody is, should I do business with them? So even if you're not on LinkedIn and you're trying to get business and win a big contract, they're going to go to your LinkedIn. So you better have your LinkedIn. If you're not going to post, that's great, but you better have your LinkedIn dialed in. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to post and you're a big brand and you basically are posting and you got zeros across the board, they're going to be like, well, that's not impressive. So you're literally better off not posting, particularly putting up the social media stuff like quotes of you or Tony Robbins or any, like no one needs any more of that stuff. So one is the pay attention to the quality of the content.
Yeah.
And two, you know, when I was building what I was building for myself, it took a long time because I didn't understand how to produce the content that would be that was attractive to my ideal customer, which is the next part of the story, is that it doesn't even matter if you're getting big views. Like all these viral posts that you see people do of cats and dogs, none of that matters. It's all ego, because you have an opportunity on LinkedIn to, let's say, you know, build your own distribution channel, your TV station. And I use this example, and I'm not going to say I'm excited about any of these TV stations, but you have Fox, you have ESPN, and MSNBC. Three radically different TV stations. Why do people tune into those stations? The answer is they like that shit. Mm-hmm. So the most important person at the station is the content programmer, because he just makes more of that same stuff. So if you're going after, you know, mid-market as your target for sales, and you're doing, say, corporate leadership, and you're teaching about problems that startup companies have at the leadership level, then you will build a following, but it's going to be startups, because you're speaking to their problem and their solution, and what you're teaching is relevant to them. And then you'll come to the conclusion, like 3 months later, like there's nobody in mid-market on LinkedIn. Which this is a 5-month lesson I'm sharing right now, because when I was doing the ed tech stuff, I was attracting only newbies, and our solution started at 20 grand. And I was like, oh my God, LinkedIn has only newbie course creators. Then I woke up 5 months later. I'm like, it's me.
Yeah.
So this is crucial, you know, and the answer to your question is that whenever you're going to make a marketing effort, it's so important to understand your ideal customer. And then we go deeper to understand where they're stuck, their pain point, what they need to do better. And then, as we've been saying this whole time, in terms of content production, teach, but teach to the ideal customer. And you won't end up with 500, 1,000, or 5,000 views overnight. Well, it doesn't happen like that, but it will grow. And even
it
when
you're feeling back to marketing to understand your target intent for the audience.
Yeah. And even when you feel frustrated, like I did, you know, months in, when I was only getting 50 people or 100 people looking at my post, I heard Vaynerchuk say, listen, if you had a chance to have 50 or 100 people, the right people in your boardroom, and you're doing it twice a day, like this is going to help you build your business.
Yeah.
So we get all crazy on all this, like, you know, especially other platforms get big views. It's quality over quantity on LinkedIn. And when you combine, that's the content, you combine that with doing your outbound, which literally you go on Sales Navigator, you don't even need Sales Navigator if you don't want to pay for it, because you can do search on LinkedIn regular, and you build a list of 100 totally ideal people that could, you know, change the trajectory of either your, if you're in sales, your year, or your company in revenue, then, okay, well, you find the ones that are active on LinkedIn, and that's like your top 100 list. So now you can see, oh, they're posting, what time they're posting. Gary Vaynerchuk calls this your 2 cents strategy. You know, you put your 2 cents in. And so if they post, they don't know you, but if you put in a great comment to their post, like you think, not using this. I love AI. We have two AI softwares. I'm like a huge proponent of AI.
I love AI too.
Yet you can't dump a boilerplate AI comment in and expect that someone's going to be like, wow, Chelsea, that was brilliant. You're so smart.
Yep.
But if it's one of your top 100 and they do a post about something in business, and you take the time to, and you can use AI in the side, take the post, put it into AI, tell AI, I want to write a really smart response to this, write it, make it your own, put it in. If you're the smartest comment on the post and you do that a half a dozen times, not every time, but you find the ones that are pertinent to you, then all of a sudden, everyone's always looking at who's commenting on my post. Then they're going to recognize you. Mm-hmm. And then when you say, oh, let's connect, they'd be like, oh yeah, I've been, Chelsea's like, who is she? She's giving me like not great comment, which actually makes his post better. And if you are in a person, you're following a person that gets a bunch of comments, all the people that comment are going to see your comments. So you get like a double win.
Yeah. Yeah. It improves your visibility to their network too.
Correct. And then when you do your reach out, they have a familiarity with Chelsea, and then they're going to be like, still going to be like, wait a second, who is she? And then they go to the LinkedIn profile. Oh, dialed in. Awesome. They go to look. Oh my God, she's teaching.
Yep.
Thought leader. And then it's a one-to-one connection. You don't get on like a Zoom and say, all right, what are you trying to sell me? Which is, that happens when you're not on equal footing. But when you're on equal footing, it helps book appointments. It helps actually, you know, develop know, like, and trust. It collapses sales cycles. And even if they don't buy, if you continue to be persistent and do your content, LinkedIn will continue to do the drip marketing in front of what mind awareness. I mean, there's so many secrets in this process, but it's a strategy, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole key. Like what you asked me earlier, like, why do people not understand LinkedIn? It's because they're not approaching it with a real strategy.
Right. Yeah. They're not like thinking. I feel like some people with social media make that mistake though, right? Like they don't really think through like what they're doing on there. They just throw stuff out there and hope it sticks and then wonder why they're not getting results.
Yeah. And not to poo-poo, you know, the social media marketing agencies, because, you know, it's not nice to say things that aren't nice, but
yeah.
Yeah, if you look at their business model and their pricing, the mechanism of their pricing goes against everything that we're talking about, because they get paid by how many posts they produce. It's like, I'll charge you $2,000 a month. Yeah. To do two posts a week. I'll charge you $4,000 a month to do eight posts a week. I'll charge you, you know, $10,000 a month to post every day.
Yeah.
But I don't even need that today, because I can use all this automation and just replicate the volume. It's not about the volume.
Yep.
You know,
it's about the engagement. Yeah, exactly.
And every platform is different. Like Facebook, you need to have the strategy for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, the strategy for Instagram. LinkedIn, strategy for LinkedIn. Yeah. And just throwing the same stuff up across just to, you know, have a social media presence. I mean, it's fine because your brand's out there, but it will become ineffective if you want to create an ROI.
Definitely. Yeah. And each of those platforms has different purposes and attracts, you know, different demographics and different audiences. So you can't apply the same one size fits all approach across all those platforms when they're all so unique from one another.
Correct.
Yeah. No. I think, you know, everything you're sharing today has been so great, Mike, and I want to be, you know, mindful of time. This has been like a super eye-opening conversation, but I want to make sure our listeners can connect with you, because I'm sure they're going to have questions for you and want to learn more about clout selling and get access to more of your strategies. Can you share where people can connect with you after this conversation today?
Yeah, so one is, obviously, I live on LinkedIn. So if you go to Mike Weiss on LinkedIn, you will see likely my picture with a hat on. My wife, when we got married, rebranded me. So I'm wearing hats.
I love that.
Or on Clout Selling, on the featured section on LinkedIn, I've got 8 SOPs that we turned into like lead magnets and eBooks that are free. Of everything to do on LinkedIn, content strategy, how to optimize your profile. So you can also go there, go to the featured section, download that, or go to Clout Selling. And, you know, our contact information is at the bottom of Clout Selling.
Awesome. Thank you so much. For our listeners, if you found today's conversation valuable, don't forget to subscribe to the Unmissed podcast, leave a review. And lastly, if you want to optimize your website for better search rankings and performance, check out Unmissed's free website audit tool. In just a few clicks, you'll get actionable insights to improve your SEO, boost traffic, and stay ahead of the competition. And again, be sure to connect with Mike on LinkedIn, look for his hat, and visit Clout Selling to take your LinkedIn growth to the next level. This has been the Unmissed Podcast. Thank you again, Mike, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.